Okay, when you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
You leave it lay and let it cure. When you first cut it, you have to let it cure before you can do anything with it. A lot of the farmers now, they bale the hay right away though, just as soon as they cut it and let it cure in the bale.
Well, what are little piles of hay called? If you let it cure, do you let it cure in little piles or?
Well, when you cut it, the machine leaves it lay on the ground in little small piles, just like you cut your lawn. When you cut your lawn, a lot of people let the grass grow up too high before they cut the lawn, and then they have to rake it. But out in the country, when you cut your hay, you just leave it lay there and let it cure, and then you come along with your baler and just bale it up. Now, what those little piles, different people have different ideas about those little piles, what they call. But to me, it's just a pile of hay laying there.
Okay. Where do you keep the cows?
You can call that a cow barn or a pasture, or it depends on where the cows are.
Okay, how about if it's raining outside and the cow, do you have a shelter for the cows to get under?
A lot of times they have just an open shelter built out in the field where the cows can get under when they're out in the pasture grazing. And then they have a regular cow barn around the house somewhere.
What's that shelter outside called? Do you have a special name for that?
The shelter? I really don't know.
Could it be like a lean-to or a shed or?
Oh, it could be a shed. Most any type shelter could be a shed.
Yeah, I guess so. Especially if it's
in
outside.
In other words, there's Grandpa had a little additional shed, shelter, whatever you want to call it, built on the side of his barn that he kept the buggy sitting under, and he called it the buggy shed.
It serves its purpose for everything. Yeah. How about where you keep the horses?
Well, that's called a stable.
Mm-hmm.
Or Grandpa had a barn that had what I call a lane down through the middle of it. He had stables on both sides of the lane.
For horses?
For horses.
Oh, I see.
He had a 14 mule farm. In other words, he used 14 mules to cultivate his whole farm.
That sounds like a big one.
It was quite a good deal in those days.
Yeah. How about where you milk the cows? Where do you call that?
Well, that was just a cow shed. He wasn't no dairyman. Now, a lot of people out in the country have these dairy barns. They call it a regular dairy.
Uh-huh.
But Granddad didn't have that many cows. He just had enough cows to furnish his own family, and so he just milked them out in a regular barn.
Okay. Where do you keep the hogs?
Well, back in those days, they had what they call a hog pasture. And they had little houses for the hogs built in the pasture ever so often. And the fence around that pasture was known to me as Grandpa called it the hog wire. It was wire about 4 feet wide, and he'd put that around on the post. He'd put a post up every 10 or 15 feet apart around the area that he wanted to keep his hogs in, and then on top of that 4-foot wire, he'd always put a couple of strands of barbed wire. And those hogs didn't come out of that fence.
I don't blame them.